Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? This is Z.
And I'm True Worship.
And I'm KD.
And we are 360. And we go hard
on Real Talk
with Michael McFadden.
Yeah.
We go hard for the Lord. Yeah. And I remember mercy on the apologize
for. We go hard.
What's up, world? This is DeMario Street.
So cry now, cry later.
And you are now tuned in to Real Talk.
Real Talk?
With Michael McFadden. You definitely gonna cry if you miss this show, y'all.
Hello. Your new neighbor. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk. Michael McFadden.
Hey guys, check one, check two. My mic sounds right. Yes, it does, because it's 8:30. February 16, 2015, and yes, we are broadcasting live from the third floor right here in a city west of Atlanta called Powder Springs, Georgia. Show number 400, if you count. Hey, I got to say shout out to Inner Circle for the track, my man Fat, my homie C. What up, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call the show tonight is very simple, 347-994-2063. Yes, we are on Facebook right now. Real Talk with Mike McFadden. Mike McFadden on Facebook. If we real, real friends, you can hit up that page. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. DC, the number 2 ATL. Come holler at me on Insta or Twitter, whatever. It don't matter. We could be friends. Got plenty of room for all of y'all. Yes, I talk back, and that is me that be tweeting and stuff. So you ain't got to worry about it if it's a different person. Nope, I be doing my own stuff. It's all good. Hey, and we got a chat room open tonight, just as usual. Hey, we got a lot of birthdays tonight. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating birthdays tonight. Is it Aquarius? Are we in Aquarius? I'm not sure. You know, I'll be forgetting them signs. But let me go down the list. My man David is celebrating a birthday. Michael, happy birthday. Gus, happy birthday. Trish is celebrating a birthday. Miss Love is celebrating a birthday today. Shout out to Doug High Astro Class 89. Billy, what up, Billy? Happy birthday to you. Also, Veronica is celebrating a birthday. Slovakia is celebrating a birthday. It's two special birthdays tonight. Tamara is celebrating a birthday over there in sunny Cali, I bet, like 64 degrees over there. And Jamaica is celebrating a birthday tonight. My sister-in-law's BFF for life. Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating a birthday to you, shout out to you. And if not, we'll catch you next year. Hey, also, I got to say what's up to my man John Silas over at Silas Photography Group. Images, you will never forget. Also, shout out to my folks over at MipTags, MipTags.com. Liberty Tax Service, what up, Daphne, the whole crew over at Liberty Tax Service. They take care of you. And my folks over at Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta. Shout out to y'all if y'all in Georgia and you need a house, because we got the best property value in the city. You can holler at them. Also, check out MichaelMcFadden.com. I got a great show lined up for you. As always, joining me tonight, you may have seen him on The Walking Dead, Psych, House of Pain, NCIS, Desperate Housewives, CSI, Miami, all those shows. Vincent M. Ward is calling in and hanging out with us tonight. Oh, he's got a lot of good projects. The brother's been working. The resume is impeccable. Yes. He's going to be hanging out with us tonight later on. But my first guest tonight, you've seen her on the show Loving Hip Hop New York that you're probably watching right now and listening to the show at the same time. But we're not talking about Loving Hip Hop tonight. What we're talking about is her foundation, A Safe Place Youth Center. That's what we're talking about tonight. Who am I talking about? Diamond Strawberry, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am a fan. I had to ask Tasha about it. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all feel me. Y'all know what I mean. But now I know who she is. So we got a lot to talk about with Diamond. And it's crazy because she's watching her on TV right now. How cool is that? It's kind of like me listening to our show this morning because we couldn't broadcast because of the snowstorm allegedly in Atlanta. So we had to run a replay. So I had to listen to myself on the radio today. And I hate listening to myself on the radio for some reason. But anyway, I did it and it's over. So don't go nowhere. When we come back, we're going to be hollering at Diamond Strawberry. It's going to be a fun conversation as always. And I got to say shout out to my fellas, APL's very own 112. Word on the street is that they ripped New York City over the weekend. Shout out to Michael Keith, Q, Slim, Deron, the whole 112 crew. And you know what? A Valentine's Day weekend wouldn't be right without this song. So when we come back, we're going to be hollering at Miss Diamond Strawberry. Real talk. Yeah.
I gotta get my prostate checked. It's been on my spirit.
I checked it.
No. Shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I gotta really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even gotta take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up for your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody did that.
Huh?
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right?
Oh.
We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
TGSMM.com. You can check out the show every Monday through Friday. Tony and Griff Show, Michael McFadden, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. If you in on the East Coast, if you're on the West Coast, you got to get up real, real early. But you got some networks, some stations in your network that play the show like 9 to 11, stuff like that. Just go to the website, TGSMM.com. Check us out tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. My man Raphael asked me if we were taking a break for Real Talk. Just juggling the two shows now, just getting a little busier as we go along here, so it's all good. Hey, shout out to 50 Shades of Grey. I heard they pulled in like $80 million over the weekend. Yes, they did. And once again, shout out to the whole 112 ripping New York over the weekend. Michael Keith, Slim, Q, Deron, outstanding job. Already got my dibs in with Michael Keith for that white 112 jacket, leather jaunt that they was rocking up there. Yeah, I already put my dibs. He said he got to get about one or two more wears out of the jacket. So, Michael, you know I'm holding that to you, my man. Hey, you can check out our first guest tonight on the show on VH1 called Love and Hip Hop New York. As a matter of fact, y'all probably watching it right now because I heard that she is watching it right now. Tonight, we're not talking about Love and Hip Hop. We're talking about a safe place youth center that she created with her mom. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the building right now, Miss Diamond Strawberry. Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. So, like, is it watching yourself on television, is it crazy or you got used to it?
You know, the show is actually on right now as we speak. My scene is on, and I get very nervous every time I see myself on TV. I can't lie.
are you critiquing yourself? Like, oh, I should have did this or I should have did that.
Oh, right now I'm looking at myself. And I have this huge pimple on my chin. I just wish that I would have sat on the opposite side of the table.
Can somebody turn on the television, please? Yes, I'm turning on the TV now so I can see this.
I mean, my outfit is popping, but it's just that one zit on the chin, you know? And as I talk, it's just moving.
Hilarious. Well, welcome to the show. So now, are you in New York right now? Because it's like 19 degrees in New York. Y'all got, if you're there, y'all got snow, too?
It's freezing. I'm in New York. It's probably like 12 degrees right now. Like, I'm from Cali. I'm not used to this. It's supposed to be like, I'm supposed to be where the 80 degree weather is, not where it's snowing.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place. You are in the wrong place right now. Right now in Atlanta, it's snowing and the temperature is dropping real, real fast. So, I mean, it's not snowing, it's raining. I meant to say raining and the temperature's dropping. So, all that's going to turn to ice in no time at all. So we're definitely not looking forward to that. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight, and I'm glad that Raphael booked you while your show was on television. Just perfect timing.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really, really, really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I know we could talk a whole bunch about Love and Hip Hop, but people talk about that 7 days a week. I wanted to talk about your foundation that you started with your mom called a Safe Place Youth Center. And I think, like, my first question is, like, when you found out you were pregnant and you had to have that conversation with mom and dad that you were pregnant, how did you prep for that? Because a lot of, you know, kids or young ladies out here that have babies, they don't know how to have that conversation.
You know what? There was never a conversation like, mom, dad, I'm present. It was where I found out I was pregnant. And in my mind, I'm 18 years old, so I'm like, oh, I can hide this for a while until I have the, you know, nerve to tell this, you know. So one day I'm in the car with my mom, and she hits a bump or like a weird turn or something, and my purse tipped over, and prenatal vitamins fell right out.
Oops.
So she picked it up and was like, what is this for? And then it just went from there. I mean, with my dad, I had the opportunity to tell him, you know what, Dad, I know you're going to be disappointed, but I'm pregnant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it is with dads. Like, but do you regret not telling them earlier?
Do I regret it? I never thought about that. I should have told them as soon as I found out, but, I mean, everything just seemed to not work out, but everything was fine. So, no.
I got you.
What happened is, huh?
No, go ahead, because I was going to say, like, we all, like, when we're 18 years old, we think we so grown and, like, we know everything. I think I was that way when I was 13, 14, living in D.C. I thought that I was Mr. Grown Up, but then I look back on, like, some of the crazy decisions I made. I was like, man, I made those decisions, and I was still a child. I look at our 17-year-old son now. My wife and I have a 17-year-old, and I'm thinking, like, what kind of, you know, me making decisions, looking at him and the decisions that I made at his age, I was like, man, I was crazy for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. When I was, you know, 18 years old, I thought I knew everything. Nobody tell me anything. I thought I had it all figured out, but I didn't know a thing.
Yeah. And now, like, with your schedule now, like, you being on one of the hottest television shows on VH1, and even with, you know, the media aspect of who people see on television versus who Diamond Strawberry is in real life. And even with your parents, you know what I'm saying? Seeing your dad go through the stuff in the media he did, what made you the decision to kind of go that media route? You know what I'm saying?
What made me, you know, choose to be on the show? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Being on Love & Hip Hop is not something I aspire to do. That was not a plan for me. You know, I moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after that, Cisco comes to me and he says, some people from VH1, you know, want to reach out to you. They want to have a conversation. And I'm like, for what? And he says, oh, well, they're interested in me being on this show called Love & Hip Hop. And, you know, you being my girl, like, they want to bring you on too and follow our life. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, I'll do it, but I just don't want it to be any mess, no drama. I don't want any surprises because shows like this, you know, ruin relationships and really assassinate people's characters, and that's not what I wanted. And, you know, look what's happening.
Right, and, you know, my wife is a big fan of the show, and when I talked to Raphael, and he said that, you know, you were doing interviews, the first person I run to is my wife, and say, hey, you know Diamond Strawberry? And she was like, oh, she just broke it down for me. And she loves who you portray on the show. Well, even though it's you, but she loves you on the show, just FYI.
Well, thank you. She's one of the very few, and tell her I appreciate her.
Yes, I definitely will. And when you look now, your daughter is 7 now?
She's 7, yes.
And when you as you're raising her, you know, as a mom, and you know, like the conversations like you didn't have with your parents, do you find yourself now saying the same things that your parents told you as a child? And how we grow up, we be like, oh my goodness, you know, I'll never say that to my child when I have a child. Do you find yourself being your mom?
I find myself being exactly like my mother. And you know what? It's a good thing. When I was younger, I didn't want to hear it, but my mom was really, you know, teaching me some life lessons and really trying to knock some sense in my head. So, yes, I sound just like her, but I'm not mad at it.
Now, when did you realize how famous your dad was? At what age?
I would say grade. It really hit me.
Okay.
He was having a lot of, you know, negative attention, and on top of that, you know, he had been diagnosed with cancer, and
mm-hmm.
the World Series was coming up. It was just so much. I'm like, wow, like, this is really my dad's life. This is who he is. Like, people, you know, really, you know, cared. It was crazy for me.
Right, right. Now, does your daughter know who you are now? Or did she just see you as mom? And she just be traveling and taking pictures and stuff?
Oh, my gosh, she loves it. She loves the attention. You know, people notice her at school. Oh, I saw your mom on TV. I saw you on TV and stuff like that. But when she and I are in public, she's like, Mom, put your glasses on. People are going to notice you. I'm like, okay, my Lisa, I'm sorry. And she's like, I just want to
awesome.
Hang out, just me and you. Like, everybody runs up to you, Mom, put your glasses on. So I try to be conscious of that, you know, when I'm with her, so we can just have our one-on-one time. But, you know, that doesn't happen often because people bombard, but it's all good. I love, you know, people that appreciate me as a person.
Right, right. That's awesome. You know, I was saying I grew up in D.C., and my dad was a part of a group called the Dynamic Superiors, and they were signed to Motown. And I used to travel with them all the time. And we talk about, you know, hitting the whole East Coast, up and down the East Coast. I would go with them on shows. And I was probably about your daughter's, about my Lisa's same age, around 7, 8, 9, around those ages. And I'll never forget going to Soul Train when they did Soul Train. And we talk about the Pointer Sisters and Leon Spinks and just Don Cornelius. Like, I'm in the same building as these people, and it was just like a regular day for me. I really didn't understand until I got older. Like, man, that was a classic moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now I'm just waiting for them to do a VH1 special on the Dynamic Superiors. Maybe I can, you know, get some royalties or something.
That would be awesome.
Now, when you I know it really would. Now, when you talk about a Safe Place Youth Center, you started that foundation with your mom. Tell us about it.
It is a group home that, you know, I'm the co-founder of. It is for pregnant teens, runaways, and victims of abuse. Basically, my part is just to mentor the girls, share my story with them, share my struggles, and just motivate and encourage them, help them feel good about themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get them prepared, you know, for motherhood and the real world, you know, because they can't stay there forever. So it's our job to really just help them become women and do something with their lives and, you know, make their children proud. Because at the end of the day, like, you have a kid now, so you have a life to look after. You have to take care of this person until you die. So,
right.
What was that?
No, I said correct. You're right.
Yeah, just the foundation is so dear to my heart because I know how it feels, you know, to be a teen mom, be alone, and just really not know what you're going to do. You just feel like your only identity would just be having kids. So So I know what it feels like to be down. And if I can just be a blessing to someone, why not be?
Awesome, awesome. Before I let you get out of here, I got to ask you, like, you know, growing up and now with Malisa being 7 years old, all of the advice that you've got, you know, during your pregnancy, you know, after your pregnancy and having a baby and raising her from an infant to a toddler, now seventh grade, where she kind of, you know, begins to take care of herself. What's some of the best advice that you got, Diamond, from anybody, whether it was your mom, your friends or anything like that, best piece of advice that you can remember?
This is something my mom used to tell me all the time, you know, when I would get frustrated, having a hard time, you know, feeling like, what am I going to do? My mom would say, Diamond, get off your butt and make it happen. My Lisa did not ask to be here, so woman up and deal with it. My mom showed me the toughest love when I was pregnant and, you know, when I first had my Lisa. And I was wondering, why is she being so mean and hard on me? But it really pushed me and it helped me. If she would have been soft on me, Lord knows where I would be right now.
Wow. That's all. You know what? It was kind of scary. Like, I've never met your mom or heard your mom, but you sounded like your mom right there.
Wow.
You really did. You really did.
Thank
wow.
You.
I tell you what.
She is so...
I tell you what, I know you got a commercial break right now, and I don't want you missing any more of your show, but we appreciate you hanging out with us today. And you got to come back when you have more time, and when you're in Atlanta, if you're ever down south, you got to come hang out with us in studio. Can we make that happen again?
Definitely. When I'm in Atlanta, you'll be the first person I call.
No doubt, no doubt. Before you go, tell everybody how to keep in touch with you, Ms. Diamond Strawberry.
Okay, I am very, very active on social media, so please follow me on Instagram at Diamond_Strawberry. Twitter is DStrawberryDuh.
Yes, I saw that. And you know what? I'm about to let you go so I can see this pimple on your face that you're talking about.
See, don't make any memes about me or anything crazy. I get enough shade, okay?
Thank you, Diamond. You enjoy the rest of your night, all right? Thanks, Raphael.
You too.
You're welcome, man. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, she said don't make no memes. So just like a good parent, a child of a parent, when they tell you don't do something, guess what the first thing I'm going to do when we finish the show tonight? Yep. Make what? Hey, do me a favor. Don't go nowhere because when we come back, we're going to holler at my man Vincent M. Ward. Yes. Oh, my gosh. This brother is working in Hollywood, for real. And shout out to all of my Walking Dead fans. Yeah, because I know y'all about to tune in real, real strong. Hey, TGSMF.com, that's the Morning Show website. Real Talk with Michael McFadden. You can check me out, MichaelMcFadden.com. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. I'm serious. I promise you. Once again, thank you, Diamond, Strawberry. We appreciate that. We'll be right back. Real Talk. You. Yeah. Thank you.
people told me, keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it. Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
Now
there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me? All alone. Now tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused. Other guy,
not like them, baby.
The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry. Tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
No, shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I gotta really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even gotta take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up for your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody did it.
Huh?
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right, man? Oh. We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
TGSMM.com is the website. Tony and Griff Show, Michael McFadden. You can check us out every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to noon, Sensation Network on your TuneIn app. Just go to the website, TGSMM.com. But right now, you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden, February 16th, 2015. Guess what, guys? It is show number 400 for us. Man, August 26, 2009 is when we started this journey. 399 shows a day. And I tell you what, I had some great guests. Thank you to Diamond Strawberry for checking in. Loving Hip Hop New York. And it was crazy because she was watching herself on TV as we were doing the show, which was very crazy. And she was talking about the pimple on her face that she saw on the television. And she would have turned the other way. But anyway, thank you, Diamond, for taking time out of your schedule. Hey! I tell you who's the busy man, and I really want to say thank you to hanging out with us, is our next guest. As a matter of fact, if you are a fan of anything that comes on television, you've probably seen this brother on there. I could start out with some of the shows like Walking Dead and Psych and House of Pain and all the shows that my wife watches, NCIS, CSI Miami, all that good stuff. And if you are in, where is he going to be this week? Chicago. He's going to be in Chicago February 21st, 22nd. Walker Stalker Con up in Chicago 2015. Yep, he's going to be there too. Ladies and gentlemen, he's in the building right now because I can see him, Mr. Vincent M. Ward. Vincent, welcome to the show, my brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me. What's going on with you?
man, it is all good. And I tell you what, today we will not pull a gun out on you, because when I was looking at your website today, it's like everybody was pulling the gun out on you, Vincent, so we won't do that. And it is about 29 degrees in Atlanta right now. Something tells me like you in the 60-ish degree weather right
well,
now.
Well, you know, man, I'm over here in Los Angeles, and the weather was quite nice today. You know, I hate to rub it in your face, but you know what? Congratulations on number 400, man. That's big.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much, man. We've been over here working. This was this is an idea that we had back in 2009. I was actually authoring a book, Vince, and I wrote a book called Truisms, and I was just thinking of a way that I could promote it since I was self-publishing. And, you know, Blog Talk Radio was a good avenue for promotions back then. I said, you know what, I'll start me a talk show and just promote my book, man. I think I probably promoted the book about two shows, because this just kind of, you know, just created, you know, wings and just flew off and took off, man. So I definitely appreciate everybody at Blog Talk Radio and everybody that's been supporting the show, man. Especially people like yourself.
Some people don't even get up to 40. That alone for me.
Right. Exactly, man. Well, thank you very much. And I got to say thank you to Tamara for hooking this up, man. And happy birthday to Tamara. We wished her a happy birthday earlier today, but happy birthday to Tamara. How you been? Everything's I was just looking at your bio, my brother. You've been working, and my son knows you. He's a big fan of Walking Dead. I showed him your picture. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember him. He played in Walking Dead.
Yeah, man, people love that show. When I first got hired on the show, I didn't even know what it was about. Yeah, I was like, well, what is it about? It says about zombies. I said, man, who watching TV about zombies? Come to find out, everybody is. So,
right.
It definitely opened up. Right there in Atlanta, right? Sonoya, Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was thinking, was that the show that was filmed here? Yeah, it's right here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. man. Oh, with Atlanta being such a big market, man, did you see that coming for Atlanta?
You know what? When anytime you talk about a tax break and people saving money, anything is possible. And it just what happened was
right.
A lot of the studios, like we were filming at Raleigh Studio South. You know, you had that, mm-hmm. you had the Tyler Perry Studios. You know, anytime somebody can save some money, man, they're gonna leave out of L.A. and New York. So I think right now what's going on is L.A. is trying to, you know, bring most of the shows back here with that, you know, doing the tax break. So, and it's funny, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm actually looking at my window right now, and I'm looking at them bills to set up for the Oscars.
Oh, wow.
And I was same place last year, man. My goal is not only to play Oscar, but to win an Oscar. So to see them
setting up, man,
it hypes me up even more. You know what I mean? So.
I bet it does. And speaking of Sonoy, where y'all film Walking Dead, they just recently built, I'm not sure if it's finished, probably is finished by now, but they built like their own Home Depot down there for the studio, where the studio people down there could come in and buy stuff from their Home Depot. So, but yeah, Atlanta is growing as far as the movies and stuff are going. But you grew up in Dayton, mm-hmm. Ohio. What they film up in Dayton?
The first 48.
I don't want to see you on that now, Vince.
Nah, they ain't filming nothing up there. That's why I got up out of there. But I did, my first big movie was filmed in Cincinnati. And it was called a little movie called Traffic by Steven Soderbergh, starring Michael Douglas. So, you know, you get some every now and then, but. No, man, I had to get out of Dayton. And, you know, my family's still there, man. You know, my grandkids, my mama, daddy, my kids, everybody's still there.
Well, when you just said granddad, man, you great-looking brother, man. You don't look a day over 27, man. So keep up the good work, whatever you're doing out there. I know you ain't doing none of that Hollywood work. That's all natural.
Man, you got to, man. My mom always told me, man, keep your teeth and your skin right. You don't want nobody talking about you. And, you know,
That's right.
I think it's for me not, and this is not putting anybody down who smokes or drinks, but I think it's because I didn't do that. You know, I had my first drink when I was 30, and it was White Zinfandel.
Right.
But I've never smoked weed or did any drugs, so, you know, I got to say thank you, mom and dad.
Yeah, thank them for real. And your background, you know, you did your football, basketball, baseball, but I don't know if a lot of people know that you won a couple of dance contests. You could really get it in standing at 6'4".
Man, that was all I was known for a while, was basketball and dance. I used to be in a rap group called the Slam Syndicate and the East Town Posse, and we would open up shows. Matter of fact, we used to be in Atlanta all the time for Jack the Rapper.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we used to open up shows for, like, MC Hammer and Public Enemy, Salt and Pepper. And, you know, me and my dance partner was 6'5", and I'm 6'4". And we would win every dance contest in the Midwest. So I think that's where I got the entertainment blood from, because I never thought about being an actor. You know, I tell people, you know, acting picked me. I didn't pick it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It happened in like 98, 99. I was in Columbus, Ohio, because I had got transferred there. I was working at Champ Sports. And one day I just went into a theater, and I fell in love with acting that day. And I told myself, man, you can do that. And a few weeks later, that same company had auditions, and I went and auditioned. I got a part. So I started doing more plays, and I started doing some independent films. And then the movie Traffic came. And that's when I auditioned for Traffic, and I told my parents I'm moving to L.A. And he's like, you don't even know nobody out there. And I was like, I don't care, I'm going. And people was like, well, if you don't make it, what you have to fall back on? I said, I don't have nothing to fall back on. I'm going to fall on something that I finally found the love and passion.
Mm-hmm. And you know something, Vincent, that's like, you know, the message now, like, you know, when we were growing up, I'm 44, and, you know, I can just remember my parents giving us that, you know, you got to have a plan B, and, you know, you got to have something to fall back on. But they really never told us, you know, when you have a plan B, it's kind of setting yourself up for failure, because you're not pushing in your plan A. You know what I mean? Because I got something to fall back on. I understand being versatile in a lot of different things, but not just giving up on what it is that you want to do. And you found yours. And you talk about doing a movie called Traffic. I remember Traffic back in the day, man. That was a big look for you, man.
Yeah, it was huge. I'm going to tell you a story of what happened. I had finally moved out here right around the time it was time for the premiere of Traffic. So I'm sitting at the movie, you know, at the theater, and my part comes, and I actually stopped Michael Douglas. My part was with Michael Douglas. And, you know, I'm saying, what, you know, dope boy or whatnot, and I stop and confront him, like, what you doing in my hood type thing. Like, I'm sitting there, man. I'm like, here it go. He drives right past me. I was devastated. But for some odd reason, they kept me in the credits. My character was called The Face, but they kept me in the credit as called Man on the Street. So afterwards, I go, I'm hurt. You know, I ain't never been through nothing like this. I didn't know the deal. So I go to Steven Soderbergh, and I said, hey, man, why y'all cut my part out? Just like that. Caught him off guard. He's like, well, Vince, you know, it happens like that. We had to pay Michael up front. You know, I'm sorry. And he thought that I was hurting, so he said, but look, I'm working on a new movie. He wrote the number down. He said, I'm working on a new movie called Ocean's 11. Give my secretary a call. But they end up, like, if you go on my website, VincentMWard.com, you'll see the part with me and Michael Douglas. So, you know, because my whole thing is I didn't want people to think I was lying or think my parents was lying, because that was my first big thing. So, you know, my parents bragging, my son with Michael Douglas. He do it.
Guys, if you visit the website, VincentMWard.com, you can see a nice reel that they put together for him when the website comes up. And I'm on the Traffic IMDb, and you scroll down and you see Vincent there, and it definitely says, what is it, Man on the Street?
Man on the Street. When the credit goes up, it's Man on the Street. And, you know, you mentioned the reel. A young man named Jackson Hill from Facebook put that together for me.
He did a good job, man.
He did an awesome job, dude. It's like he was telling a story. But if you click on, if you go on my website and you click on my reel, you can see everything on there.
Man, that's
awesome. You know, I like
awesome.
To talk to people who helped me out, because he didn't have to do that, but he did it on his own, you know. He did it.
When you talk about your story of, you know, going to Hollywood, you know, going to L.A. and just saying, you know what, Mom, I'm going to do my thing. Like, what was, like, as far as, like, a life lesson that you learned, whether it was from your parents or uncles or aunt, that you utilized most when you got out to L.A.?
You have to have faith, man. You have to have faith. You can't give up, because the day you give up might be the same day God decides to bless you. But, you know, even going back before Champs, I was working at GM in Dayton. And I got hurt on the job, man, and they told me I couldn't come back. So I had to do something. So that's when the whole Champs Sports came. I was the number one salesman in the district. And they think you're doing a great job. You know, we want to train you as an assistant manager, but you have to go to Columbus. And that's how I got to Columbus. And I'm saying this to show you the path. Went to Columbus, became the number one salesman in the district there. One day, the general manager came and said, how far you want to take it in the company? I'm hearing great things about you. I said, I'd like to have a position like yours one day. Two weeks later, I was fired. 2 weeks after that is when I went and saw that play. So, you know, it's like, okay, maybe this is the path God has laid down for me. Because when it was time for me to move out here, I ended up getting a check from General Motors for $10,000. So that helped me make that move. You know, people would be like, hey, I'll move out there if I got to sleep in my car. And all right, no, I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to do that. You know, I ain't going to be walking around here hungry and all that stuff. But,
right,
you know, I had to go through some things when I first got out here, though, man. You know, it wasn't nothing crazy, but it didn't happen like I thought it was going to happen. You know, I had been in traffic, you know, and a few other things, but nah, you have to have patience.
Yeah, you definitely do. Hey, guys, we're speaking with Vincent M. Ward, actor. Working actor, as a matter of fact, and if you're in Chicago, he is coming your way. He say he's going to bring some warmth, but I doubt it, because that sunny L.A. weather ain't no joke trying to take that up to Chicago. It definitely ain't going to work. So you can have all the faith you want to, Vincent, but when you get to Chicago, it's going to be a little chilly when you get there. But tell us about the Walker Stalker Con. Tell us about that.
Well, the Walker Stalker Con, I mean, they have all these conventions all over the world. And like you said, I'll be there in Chicago for the Walker Stalker this week. And it's basically you come out and you see celebs and the fans get to, you know, get to meet your favorite celebrity and get autographs signed or sell shirts. But they have so many different conventions, man. They're everywhere, and, you know, under different names. But right now, Walker Stalker has Walker Stalker Atlanta, which that's where they first started at, like a year and a half ago. And you have Walker Stalker Dallas. You got Walker Stalker Chicago, Boston, New York. But you also have, like, your Wizard World and all of it's always different names, you know, for these conventions. But I'm happy to do that, man, because even though they pay you, you know, for your autograph, I still sit there every time, and I feel I'm humble. I feel grateful. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you really want to pay me to take a picture and for my autograph? You know, it's just like, it's amazing. Like, some of my co-stars, there, lines, people being there like 4 or 5 hours long for an autograph, and that blows me away. And the whole meet and greet, I treat everybody the same, because they didn't have to come and spend their money to get in and spend their money to, you know, for autographs. So,
yeah,
I don't take that. For,
you know,
I don't take that for granted, man.
That's what I say, Vincent. When I look back on the show, man, I used to, you know, I used to be real big on numbers, like networks. You know what I'm saying? You want to know how many people you're reaching, and it used to bother me so much that, you know, I would be looking to see how many people called in or looking to see how many people tuned into the show. And then I just got to a point where I didn't even focus on it. I just focused on what the reason the show was, is to give people a platform to be heard. Focused more on that than I did on who my audience was. So now you fast forward to show 400, man, and I'm just looking at the lines, how the lines are lit up, and how they are every Monday and Wednesday night. And the people that support the show, man, it's crazy. Like, people – you know, they take time. They take 2 hours out of their day to listen to me in the morning doing morning radio, and then 2 hours out of their day on Mondays and Wednesday nights to listen to me and to purchase something that I wrote, you know, author, ISBN number. Like, yeah, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And I ask people all the time when we talk about, you know, support and how you find support from people outside of your normal circle, man. It's amazing how many people listen.
Right. It's just like this last couple weeks, I finished a show last night called The Conversation. It's based on domestic violence. And it's by a young lady named Tasha Philpott, and it's based off her life. And, of course, I had to play the husband, which was the abuser. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I got 26,000 Twitter followers. I got 6,000 Instagram, you know, 10,000 Facebook. And I sent out some personal invites. And for people not to support something like that, it turns me off. Especially when you want me to be Johnny on the spot and come to your stuff. But this is something that, this is a movement that, you know, we're trying to bring awareness to domestic violence. And you can't even come and support that, but yet you want me to come do your thing. You know, I don't like people to make me feel like they're trying to use me or an opportunist or anything like that. I'm nice, but I will tell you about yourself. And I have told people about themselves. You're gonna ask me how the play was, and you didn't show up, but yet you want me to come to your thing, you know, this week. No. It don't work like that, player. Don't work like that.
Exactly. Hey, guys, if you're just tuning in, speaking with Vincent M. Ward, you can check out his website, VincentMWard.com. He's also on Facebook and Twitter and Facebook, and I said that, and Instagram and all that stuff. You get confused with all the social networking stuff. I met a gentleman. He's out in L.A. with you, and once again, I met him via social networking, and we just hit it off. Just great, man. Fred Thomas Jr., that name sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, Fred's my man.
Yeah, Fred was here.
Fred is
Fred
one
was
of the
here
coolest dudes you want to meet, man.
Yeah, he was in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. He came down to the studio with us when we and did the morning show with us. And I went to his play. He invited us down to the play. He did 6x9.
12x9.
Yeah, 12x9. Yeah, 12x9.
Yeah.
I went out to the play, man. It was just awesome to meet the brother. You know, after, you know, knowing people from television and then seeing them, you know, as we get older in the business, to see him and just met him, like, you know, never met the brother before, but we're like brothers, man. We text each other at least once or twice a week or so, just to check on each other and see how we doing, man. Just building those relationships, man. And he out there in sunny California with you.
Yeah, man. I just saw Fred not too long ago. I was filming something. He came to the set. Fred is probably one of the coolest, downest dudes that you ever want to meet, man. He's, you know, he's from Philly, and he's doing his thing, man, you know. So, yeah, definitely somebody, to keep in contact with.
And I got to say what's up to Maurice Smith. Maurice, you probably remember Maurice from your Tyler Perry days back in the day. Maurice,
yes,
I hit him
yes,
up. He got that national AT&T commercial. I saw him,
a couple of weeks ago. I'll be seeing him at auditions, man. We, you know, sometimes we got to go head up against each other. But, you know, I'd rather for a person that I know to get the part than somebody I don't know. You know, it's all about everybody's season and time. You know, I'm happy for the next person. I ain't gonna sit here and hate on nobody.
I feel you. When you look at the business of Hollywood or the business of the entertainment, what you guys do as far as acting is concerned, I've heard stories about for black women in the business, how competitive it is and how limited the roles are. Like a lot of times when we see a lot of, you know, quote unquote black films, it's usually the same black women in the films. Man, is it that competitive for the brothers in the business too?
I mean, hey, you turn the TV on. How many times are you going to see Morris Chestnut, Terrence Howard, you know, Malik Yoba? Once again, it's their time. It's their time. You know, they can't hate on somebody that's doing something. Eventually, somebody will be saying, Vincent M. Ward. Man,
that's right.
Again, you know. You just, what I said about earlier about having patience, man, it's hard. It's hard. This is the only job, only career that you can go to go to school for and you still ain't promised a job.
Right.
You know, and I'd rather be patient because I ain't doing nothing strange for no little piece of change. You heard me?
I feel you.
I ain't doing none of that.
I want to say thank you for your time and hanging out with us. I got to ask you, I know you do a lot of different stuff outside of acting, man. You got to tell me about Eargasms, man. I saw that's for adults only.
Man, it's something that I started a couple years ago. It's erotic poetry, man. I just tell the ladies, it's like, okay, when you had a hard day, you want to run a bubble bath, have a glass of wine, a candle, and let me give you some Eargasms.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely for the adults, and you know, it's straight to the point, but it's smooth though. It ain't raunchy, it's smooth.
Right. Hey, look, what was that? 50 Shades of Grey brought it like $80 million over the weekend, and she sold 100
right.
million books. Let's get Eargasms up there and do them same numbers.
Right. And from what I hear, some of the ladies was disappointed because it wasn't as raunchy as they thought it was gonna be. Everybody got that other side in them. You know, don't let it get twisted. Everybody got that other side.
Hey, if they wanted to see that episode, they're going to have to put that show on YouPorn.
Yeah. But is that the theater? Is that the theater? So, hey.
Man. Hey,
I got to send a shout out to my publicist, man. Keith L. Underwood.
Man, I ain't cutting you off.
Man.
No, Vincent, hold on, Vincent. We ain't cutting you off yet. You can shout out.
Oh, I thought we were gone.
Because every first guest, man, because our listeners want to know if you real. Like, we've seen you in all the movies and on TV shows and stuff, so they want to know how real you are. You know, we know you from Ohio, from that 0810, from up top.
Yeah,
so
man, go fuck us.
Yeah, we know how real you are, but they just want to know how regular you are. So we just do a little game called This or That, and it's, you know, real simple. I just give you two things, and you pick one or the other, okay?
I'm pick both of them. What's happening?
I'm going to start with an easy one for you. Frosted Flakes or Captain Crunch?
I swear I just ate Frosted Flakes earlier, but I eat Captain Crunch, too. I eat whatever one on sale.
Cheetos or cheese puffs? Cheetos or cheese puffs?
Cheetos, man. Give me the hot ones. That's the only hot stuff I would eat, Cheetos.
Mexican food or Italian food?
Mexican.
All day. Hot wings or lemon pepper wings?
Hot wings with some ranch.
With some ranch?
No,
oh,
blue
no
cheese.
Blue cheese. You're going ranch.
I'm going to ranch because I can still dip my fries over in that ranch.
Speaking of fries, McDonald's fries or Chick-fil-A fries?
McDonald's.
But I like
cruise
vacation
wedges. But McDonald's, man.
Hey, yeah, them Chick-fil-A fries with that Chick-fil-A sauce would be bumping. I got to shout out Chick-fil-A on that one.
Right.
How about this one? Cruise vacation or destination vacation?
Probably destination. I mean, you know, cruise, you just stuck on the boat now unless you're going to different islands. But I don't know, them captains be leaving you out there now, so I'm going to go destination. Something different. Something exciting.
you from that OH10, so you should know about that grape Kool-Aid or the red Kool-Aid.
Grape, man. I got to have grape. I had grape everything. I don't care what type of drink it is. It's got to be grape.
Now, you just finished an Oscar-winning performance in the movie, and you're just so tired, man. You just had a long day at the shoot, and you don't feel like driving home. And I hand you a telephone, and it's got three telephone numbers in it. You can only call one of these people to drive you home. So who's driving Vincent home? Is it one, Terry Hatcher, two, Eva Longoria, or three, Felicity Huffman? Who's driving Vincent home?
Oh, man. I'm gonna say Eva.
Good choice. Eva, I would have selected her, too.
Yeah, I'm going to say Eva. I'll take a drive with whoever know how to drive. Ain't going to kill me, but.
Right.
But
exactly, right.
Eva.
So I had to take over. Hey, the journey for us is, you know, for those that don't do the normal, like we don't have regular jobs or 9-to-5s, you know, like in the Champ days or, you know, back in the day when I worked at the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead, I just doing a regular job, man. Our jobs are a little different and it becomes challenging. What have you learned about friends along the way, Ben?
What I learned about friends, man, is sometimes if they're not happy with their lives, then they can't be all the way happy with you. And then you have some that ride off your coattail. You know, they waiting for you to succeed, so your success will be their success. You know, I mean, it's just not friends too. It can be family as well. But you have to nip it in the bud up front. Like, look at him, man. I'm getting up every day. I got shirts that I call rise and grind. You need to get up and do something with your life. Don't be trying to depend on me or try to use me because of what I'm doing. You know, so you got to get up and rise and grind every day. And that's what with life, period. You know, not just the acting
man,
or radio. It's period. So.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Great advice. You said you want to shout out some of your team, man. Talk about your team, man, how important they are to you.
Oh, man. But you know what's crazy? Because I never thought about having a team. I'm like, man, what can a team do for you? A team can do a lot for you, especially if you don't know everything. You know, I'm gonna tell you, if I don't know it, I don't know it. And I ain't afraid to tell you or to ask you for your help. Because, I mean, if you're my manager, you know, you're supposed to manage. You're my agent, you're supposed to be agent. You're a publisher, you're supposed to be a publisher. You know stuff that I don't know. I would send a shout out to my new publisher. I've been knowing him for a while. But we just started working together. His name is Keith L. Underwood with Underwood Multimedia and Associates. So he's the one to hook this up, you know, for me to be here now. And we're just starting. And this is fun. Honestly, this is like the first, our first thing. First thing,
awesome,
you know, that we worked on together. 400 show, my man, Michael. So we here.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
So.
And I tell you what, man, Vincent, I kind of felt the same way when I started this journey. You know, like I said, I'm an author. I started out, you know, I worked for a large home builder, man. And, you know, I went from being an on-site sales agent. My background is real estate and hospitality, but licensed as a realtor since 1999, man, and became a kid from Southeast D.C. that, you know, dropped out of school and moved to Atlanta and barely graduated high school, went into the military and went career path and chose a lot of different careers and journeys and got with that company, man, and was a on-site sales agent, man. Never sold a house in my life, became the top sales agent. Like you said, same story, like with Champs, man, same story. Became the top sales agent, became district sales manager and then corporate sales trainer. And then next thing you know, you want me to be the trainer for the whole division, all across the United States, man. And you know what? I ran with it and took advantage of the opportunity. And next thing you know, it's gone. It's taken away from me. So what do I do now? And that's what inspired the book, and that's what inspired the show. And as I began to grow and to treat this like a business, you know, I had fun for the first 2 years. You know what I'm saying? The first 100 shows, it was fun and games. But my wife's saying, okay, this doesn't generate any income. We need, we need to step it up.
Right.
And we had to change to a business, and it became a business. And I got to say, shout out to Melinda Santiago and the Santiago firm for helping me understand that this really could be a business. So, Vincent, I tell you, man, I am just so happy and honored to have you on our 400th show tonight. And shout out to Keith Underwood, man, for having you as a guest tonight on our 400th show, man. I will never forget this show or this moment, man, and keep up the great work, man.
Man, I appreciate it. And you know, honestly, man, sometimes it gets to the point that I be wanting to give up sometimes. But then it's like, man, if you give up, then you letting a whole bunch of people down. But that's how thing gets in your mind. You know what I mean? It gets in your mind and be like, oh, you ain't gonna never make it. You've been doing this how long, and you still ain't got where you wanted to be. But I've come way farther than a whole bunch of people. And I know I'm right there. Trust me when I tell you. And I mean, sometimes you got to create your own, just like you did, man. I created a show called Ballin' on a Budget that we're working out a deal with the Travel Network right now.
Awesome.
Because of that, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I can't wait to see that one. That sounds good, man. That show sounds
falling on the budget, man. I'm gonna take you where you think you can't afford, and I'm gonna let you know that you can afford it and still be able to pay your bills when you get back home off that vacation.
You don't have to let the light bill double up for 2 months.
Exactly. You know, because sometimes people go on vacation and then they can't really have that much fun because they'd be like, oh, well, you know, we got to pay the mortgage or the rent when I get home or the car note. No, I still want you to go to these places, have a good time, and you still got money to save.
Well, here's a definite, man. When you're in Atlanta, man, please let's hook up because I'm going to take you out and we're going to ball on the budget like 98% of Atlantans do.
Hey, 2-4, whatever. But you get it 2-4.
My bad. Hey, Vince, before you go, man, please be sure to put me in your Oscar speech when you win that statue. And also, man, tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you, Vince.
Hey, man, first of all, again, congratulations on your 400th show. And you can contact me or, you know, when I hit you back, it's me hitting you back. You know, Instagram,
yes,
Vincent M. Ward, Twitter, Vincent M. Ward, Facebook, Vincent M. Ward. I actually got 2 pages. So one is Vincent M. Ward. I think it's at the 5,000 mark. And it's got the Vincent Ward 2, like the Roman numeral 2. And my website, VincentMWard.com and Vincent M. Ward on LinkedIn. So let's do business, man.
There you go.
And whatever y'all do, take it serious. If it's just a hobby, then, you know, don't treat it. I tell people, if you're in the play and it's just a hobby, then I don't think I want you in the play. I want you to take it serious like it's a business and this is what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Wow. Awesome. Vincent, thank you very much. You know what? Breaking news. I'm watching the news from the Weather Channel. A snowstorm is coming to L.A. Hey, bundle up, Vince.
All right, man. Take care, bro. And thank you again, man.
Thank you. My pleasure. Hey, guys, right. Vincent M. Ward. Check out the website, VincentMWard.com, and you can also check them out on all the social networking, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that stuff under Vincent M. Ward. Oh, my goodness, such an inspiring. What a way to go out for my 400th show. That was awesome. I am, like, it was kind of like when I had Fred on the show. Like, we just hit off, and Vincent is the same way, man. Just a great brother. Oh, I see nothing but great things from him in the future, man. And once again, thank you, Keith Underwood. And I got to say shout out to Tamara. Tamara, thank you very much for having Vincent on. And if y'all are ever in ATL, come hang out with us during the morning show. And like I said, we can ball on the budget. Yeah, we really can. Hey, I got to say thank you to all my guests tonight. Once again, thank you to Vincent M. Ward. Check out the website, VincentMWard.com. He's also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that good stuff. And thank you to Diamond Strawberry from Loving Hip Hop New York. Appreciate you for hanging out with us today, talking about her foundation that she started with her mom, a Safe Place Youth Center. Hey, thank y'all for listening tonight. Tune in tomorrow, TGSMM.com. Tony Good Show, Michael McFadden. Oh, I forgot. Shout out to my man Keon Carpenter. Keon, y'all know Keon's my favorite Falcon outside of Deion Sanders and Matt Ryan. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's Deion Sanders, Matt Ryan, and Keon Carpenter. Don't nobody tell him I said that. I got my book, man. The book is called Covered, A Fatherless Athlete. Looking forward to reading this right here by my man Keon. We're going to get him on the show to talk more about it and all that good stuff. Hey, shout out to y'all for tuning in, man. I really appreciate it. I'll see y'all on Monday. All right? Real talk? Is that how we do it?
What we gotta do right here is go back in the time. Okay. I'm thinking about her every second, every hour. Do my singing in the shower, picking petals off the flowers. Like, do she love me? Do she love me not?